Time now for Ask the Expert. My guest this morning, Connie Kulik with Kulik Capital. Good morning, Connie. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great.
Pleasure to talk with you as always. Connie, as we get started this time around, IRA owners are not allowed to defer the tax on their retirement accounts forever. Connie, can you explain how required minimum distributions work and what can IRA owners do to minimize the tax that they owe each year?
Well, Joey, when IRA owners reach age 73, they're required to withdraw an annual amount each year that is determined by a life expectancy table. It comes to about 3.8% the first year and increases gradually as you age. Some retirees plan to use these required distributions to meet current income needs, but some have other sources of income and they don't want to add to their tax liability. If you have a large IRA, the required minimum distribution could significantly increase your taxes. One strategy is to take distributions prior to age 73 in years when your tax liability is lower. For example, someone who retires in his mid to late 60s may be in a lower tax bracket for a few years before receiving Social Security benefits and IRA distributions. You could lower future RMDs by strategically drawing from your tax-deferred retirement accounts while you're in a lower tax bracket. A QLAC is another strategy that offers significant benefits. Current law allows up to $210,000 to be transferred from a traditional retirement plan to a deferred income annuity without a tax. You elect to defer current income in exchange for a guaranteed lifetime stream of income beginning no later than age 85. And during the deferral years, this amount is not included in your required distribution calculation. Another idea is making annual Roth conversions. This transfer from traditional IRA money into a Roth will grow tax-free in the future. So Roth IRAs do not have required distributions for the owner. This strategy does take careful planning, though, because the amount you convert is subject to current taxes, so you want to do it when you're in a lower tax bracket, but it is a proven strategy to reduce RMDs in the future. And finally, one of my favorite strategies is the qualified charitable distribution. QCDs are a tax-efficient way to donate to charity and reduce your traditional IRA balance. If you're 70 and a half or older, you're allowed in 2025 to donate up to $108,000 directly to a charity from your IRA and not pay tax on that distribution. And when you're 73 or older, the donation will go towards your RMD requirement. This is much more tax efficient than writing a check to a charity. If you'd like more information about any of these ideas, please give us a call.
And Connie, how can our listeners reach out to you?
540-772-4545. That's 540-772-4545.
And this has been Ask the Expert this morning on WFIR.